Hello, everybody. Hey. Come on up. I can't hear you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hi, my name is Sandra, and I am an alcoholic. Good to see everybody here today. So what happened to me before I came to AA? Well, now I sound like Joe, don't I?
Creepy and freaky.
Oh, don't go there, right? Don't go there. Okay, guys. I was born, I was raised. Somehow I ended up in California. And got married and had a daughter. And was having a wonderful life. Everything was just grand, you know. We had money, he had a good job, I didn't have to work, we put our daughter in a private school, everything looked great on the outside. But there was a little secret going on there. We both loved to drink, because see, when I used to drink, I loved it. Especially when I was young and I was in high school, when I was in my 20s, when I was in my 30s, when I was in my 40s, I loved to drink. But I couldn't do it publicly, of course, because my husband did that for me. And so, so I was codependent. I always took care of him. I was always worried about where he was. I would always pray that an angel would take care of him because I had no idea when he was coming home. I knew that if it was 5:30 or 6-ish, she'd not come. I don't know when, especially on Fridays, after work. So who knows where he was? I sure didn't. So anyway, our life didn't get better and better. It got worse and worse. And it came to a point where I was drowning in all our troubles, misery, and just everything that was happening. And I always thought I had to take care of everything. And I was always doing everything. I worked full time, I went to school full time, and then I had him, the troublemaker, and what was I gonna do? And people would suggest I try that other group. And so this went on for years. This is not just something 2 or 3 weeks, this is like years that I did this. And so by the grace of God, I came into AA. I walked in those doors because somehow my ego got small enough where I could walk to those doors because I have such a huge ego that my head was so big I couldn't walk to those doors. There's no way. Well, I might have seen somebody that I knew, you know, and they're going, what is she doing here in AA? But anyway, I came in and I sat down, and of course I didn't want to listen. I just sat and cried and sobbed for a whole 2 years. And then when I finally got a sponsor, things started changing for me. And I started working on the steps. I was going to meetings. At the very beginning, I do maybe 14 meetings a week. Okay. That's God. If it's odd, it's God, you guys. Tom. Would you take care of that, please? So anyway, darn it, I got it messed up now. And here I thought it was going good. So anyway, I came into AA, sat down, but I said I really didn't listen, but I did do the stuff. I didn't want to do the stuff. I did it anyhow. And after being in AA for several months, my husband had stopped drinking, and I was cooking. I remember exactly, it was the morning, and I was cooking something on the stove, and he came out of the bedroom and all of a sudden started mouthing off about AA, and he was cutting it down. You know how it doesn't work. I don't even want to repeat what he said because I don't want to go there. But anyway, it wasn't very nice. And then he turned around and was walking away. And I'm there with my little pot and stirring it, and I see the knives. So, You know, I immediately, this is my chance now. I knew that, see, because all these years I had always thought about, you know, it wasn't me that had the problem, it was him. So, you know, through all my wonderful ideas, I thought, I'll just get rid of him. You know, and that came about. And then after I thought that, I just kept getting more and more ideas how to kill him. And I thought, you know, when he's eventually going to pass out, because he always did, and I was going to put this pillow over his head, and that was it. And he woke up, he did, if he didn't, oh, great, you know. And how would I explain that to the police department, you know, the police officers? Police, oh, no, no, sir, it wasn't anything like that. He fell asleep, I don't know. I tried to wake him up, he wouldn't wake up. What can I do? Help me, it's too late. Wah! So, anyway, but that day, it's just like, I knew it, I had to do it. So I picked up that stick, that knife, and don't think it was a little paring knife or anything. This was a big kitchen knife, and I grabbed it, and I went right after him, and he was a little bit further away, because by the time I thought about this, I'm like, getting ready, just like, I knew I could do it. Now, you know, my husband wasn't 4'4", and 100 pounds or less. He was this big guy, over 6 feet, close to 6 feet, over 250 pounds. And so I went on and I'm like getting ready to stab him. You know, I could just see myself like a ninja. I'm gonna get him. You know, my problems will be over. I'll be free. I can do whatever I want. Yeah. So I ran, just as I was getting close enough to him, I just heard him. I heard something I had never heard before in my entire life. And I don't know what it was or who said it or what could have been. But when I had that knife up here, and I was so serious because I was in a rage. I was so mad. And I heard this voice. I don't exactly remember what it said, but it said something like, "That's my child." And that's when I threw myself down on my knees. And I started to sob. And I thought, oh, God, what am I doing? You know, that is his child. What, you know? All these things that just ran through my head, like, I don't know why am I doing this horrible thing? Because I came very, very close to killing him. And, you know, since then, I really stuck to AA. And because of AA, I have found this higher power. Of course, I didn't want anything to do with that. And, you know, I have found a new path. I have found a new life. I have a new freedom, just like the book promises. I have the 12 steps. I have these tools now that I use on a daily basis. I have to, because when I don't, shit hits the fan. And then I'm like, oh no. I know exactly why I got fired my last two jobs, and this is in sobriety. You know, I got friggin' got fired. I'm like, gotta be kidding. I'm such a nice girl. Do you know who I am? Yeah. And this is in sobriety. Like 7 years of it, too. So, anyway, yeah, AA is the way to do it. AA is the softer way. I'm nothing but proof what can happen. Because of the things now that I am responsible, I have money in the bank. I get to go places. I can go to Las Vegas, Chicago, and I've been there, and I have a great time. And the best way to travel is by yourself, by the way. You know, anytime I travel with somebody, that's a disaster. You know, they want to do this, they want to stop here. No. Just go by yourself. You meet new people. You know, I always do that. I always meet new friends. And are my 10 minutes up yet? Two more minutes, okay. So, let me tell you something else that happened to me. No, I just want to share that it is an honor to be here and stand in front of all of you. It is a privilege to be here in front of my peers to tell you what happened to me and how I came about being this person that I am today, a responsible AA member. So thank you very much for letting me share.